Hello out there, welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast. There are nearly 2 million businesses in the country that are owned by veterans, and many, if not most of them, are small businesses. Today we're going to meet the owners of one of them, and as we celebrate National Small Business Month, we'll hear the story of how they got started with the help of lessons learned in the military, and how they've thrived for 40 years with the help and support of one of our friends, the Navy Federal Credit Union. It's going to be a great story, so stick around. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks to all of our veterans and service members and families for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback, and USAA, whose mission is taking care of the military community and their families always. With additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision. Together, they make Your Next Mission happen. They love our veterans and families, and if you ever watch this show, I always say the same thing, we love them too. Today, we're gonna hear how one veteran's story about starting a small business and running it and growing it for the last 40 years. And I'm excited to welcome Aaron and LaVonya Gibson, owners and operators of Hair Formation Salon in Jacksonville, Florida, and Will Scott, Vice President of Business Solutions for Navy Federal Credit Union. Welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
Nice to meet you. Nice to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Well, you know, we got a lot to talk about. Before we get started, would you please tell the audience just a little bit about yourself? And Will, we'll start with you.
Okay. Well, I grew up on a farm in a small town in Vermont, and started as a radio DJ when I was in high school. And soon realized that the radio DJ salary was not going to be a good fit for having a wife and a family. And and so my folks encouraged me to get into banking. And so, you know, about 30 years later, you know, here I am. I've been with Navy Federal as their Vice President of Business Solutions now for about 4 years. And I've got the honor of serving, you know, great business owners like Aaron and LaVonya.
Well, great. That's great. That's a great story. I think you made a great decision. Aaron, how about yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes, my name is Aaron Gibson. And basically, you know, I joined the Marine Corps in 1980. I did 4.5 years in the service. While I was in the service, you know, I learned how to be a true can-do person. Always took pride in myself, took pride in whatever I did. After I got out the service, I wound up going to beauty school, finishing up, getting my cosmetology license. And after that, I went ahead and opened a barbershop cosmetology school and a beauty salon. And basically, I met my wife, and that's how I'm at 40 years later.
Yeah. You know, it's really funny how things like that happen. You know, I guess you have an idea of what you're going to do, but sometimes that's not what you end up doing. You end up doing something totally different. So it's sort of, hey, LaVonya, how about yourself? Tell the audience just a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I'm LaVonya Gibson. I was born and raised here in Jacksonville. And when I graduated from high school, I always wanted to go into cosmetology school. But I just never did because my mother was more like, go get your college degree. So I went to school, got my AA degree, and decided that, hey, I'm going to do something that I want to do. And I always wanted to be a cosmetologist since I was a little girl. So I enrolled in school, graduated, and that's how I met my husband. Yeah. He had his salon business, and I had a church member of mine that introduced me and said, he's looking for someone like a shampoo assistant to help. And so that's how I got started and never looked back.
Well, it sounded like it was.
We became good friends.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we became good friends, and then we made it work. Like we said, we're going to get married.
Yeah.
Well, it was just that good of a connection.
Well, it's funny like that. It's, you know, little things like that, you know, all of a sudden you think you're going to do something else. And you obviously made the right decision for both of you. Yeah. That's for sure. I'm going to ask you real quick. How long have you been married now?
Ooh, 28 years.
28 years. I've been married like 55, so I know who's in charge of the family. So I probably should address all those questions. No, no, no.
We're a partnership. Yeah.
No, I got you. I know. No, hey, look, you can tell me whatever you want. I know who's in charge. I got that part.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
okay.
You got that.
Aaron, when did your relationship in the Navy Federal Credit Union begin? When did it start?
Well, it started when after I got out to service. Actually, I had already been a Navy Federal Credit Union member in 1982. But once I got discharged out to service in 1984, you know, I was at beauty school, cosmetology school. But at the same time, I was low on funds. So I had asked a friend to send me some money. He sent me $100 and I deposited that in the Navy Federal Credit Union account. After I did that, it just grew. And when I got my first salon, I needed to use a banking institution. So what I wound up using was NFCU. And they gave me my first loan to go out to advanced training. After I got that loan and went out to advanced training, I came back and I just blew up. I started doing so great that I wanted to open a salon. And when I opened a salon, I went to them again for a loan, and they gave me the loan to buy the equipment, some capital to start, you know, and then that's how I really became acquainted with the credit union besides just depositing money. I realized that you also get loans from them once you have a relationship with a banker in there, and that's how I started. And then from that point on, I used them most of the time for all my business needs from equipment, equity loans, what have you.
Yeah. You know, I have no idea. I'm a small business owner myself. I have no idea, but I've heard once before that a lot of the small businesses probably within the first year, you know, sort of fade away. They don't make it. Is that true? Or I don't know, maybe is that correct data I got there?
There is. There's a high percentage that do fail. And a lot of them is because they don't really have a plan. And so if you don't have a plan, you're kind of planning to fail. And some people are really good at just, you know, making things up as they go. But you really have to have a sense, I think, of where the demand is for your business. And certainly like a business like the Gibsons have, that's a high demand business. I mean, everybody needs, you know, cosmetology services. So that's a great choice that they made.
Yeah, no question about that. Hey, one more question there, Aaron. I'm a small business owner too, and I know I had to live within the means of my business. So I may, whatever, you know, I'd probably say, you know, I'd always put away money. I'd sock money away, like 25% of the profits that I had. I'd always put it away so I could grow my business there. So, hey, Lavinia, I'm sort of saying that so I can go to you. Who handles all the finances in there? I know the answer, but who handles that finance?
My husband is the one that handles.
Wait a minute.
We do it together, but I would say that's his strong point.
Right.
That's one of his strong points.
But
we do it together. We're a partnership. 50-50.
Right, because, you know, before I met her, I had to do it myself because you have to understand my first salon that I opened was called Silhouette Hair Salon, based on shapes, forms, and all that. So I had to live below my means in order to make it work through inventory, marketing, all that type of stuff. But back then, you didn't have social media, so all you relied on was word of mouth.
Yeah.
Now, when my wife did come in as my apprentice, and, you know, we started working together, you know, at that point, I said, oh, man, she's pretty good at running, doing the things for me, and the financial side she was good at. So at the end, I started letting her do the finances, and all I did was just, you know, collect the money. But she had more of a...
Wait a minute, collect that money is a good part. Go ahead.
But she had most of the, you know, she would stay on top of the things. Like, Aaron, we need to pay this. Aaron, we need to pay this.
Like due dates.
Yeah, I would want to keep the money in the account so I can draw interest and wait till the last minute.
Yeah.
She, on the other hand, said, no, we got to pay it so we can keep our credit good. And that's, you know, so you're right in one respect.
Well, well, maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But it's a team, but it's a team effort that gets it done as a small business. You know, there's a lot of struggling that goes around there and watching your pennies and watching those nickels and letting it grow and develop. And or you wouldn't be around for 40 years if you didn't do that. And again, with the Navy Federal Credit Union and all the help that they're giving you and your, and of course, your spouse too. I mean, there's a big team effort there. It's just, you know, it's really good to see that. Because I know, like I said, I know there's a lot of people I personally know that tried and wasn't very successful. You know, I want to hear a lot more about the ups and downs. I always like to hear the ups and downs starting to run your own business and how partner with like the Navy Federal Credit Union can help. But first, something with me. We had to take a quick break, so you guys stay right there. I'll be right back. This is Your Next Mission video podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major Army. And if you're enjoying this discussion, I know that you are because we're talking about growth. We're talking about small businesses. We're talking about the Navy Federal Credit Union and how they help them or small businesses grow and develop and be profitable. In the market. So please like us, hit on that subscribe button below, and be sure to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after a word from our presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Their members are the mission. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. And USAA.
A promise is a trust not to be broken. Whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking with small business owner Aaron and LaVonya Gibson and Will Scott, VP of Business Solutions at the Navy Federal Credit Union. Before we get back to our discussion, I want to let you know about a way to support the work we're doing on behalf of our veterans and their families at the American Freedom Foundation. If you have a used vehicle you're planning on getting rid of or some property you don't have any plans for, you can donate it. Visit our website at AmericanFreedomFoundation.org/donate and click on the vehicle donation button or the home donation button to support our work. We would really appreciate your support. Aaron, you talked earlier about how you started your salon with a loan from the Navy Federal Credit Union. How have they helped you grow your business and kept it running for so many years?
Well, I would say the best way I can describe it is to say that, you know, not only did they give me loans, they also showed me on their screen how to take your money and invest it, whether it be in my retirement savings account or whether it be in my SEP account. So basically, that's two of the ways that they taught me how to make my business successful, by investing my money and not just, you know, spending it as I get it. You know, we created a business account, Half Formations Inc., which is the corporation. And from there, we deposit all our income cash flow that comes from the clients, from retail, and from the customers that give us money as well. So we deposit that into our business account. And it gives us an idea of how much we are making per month, per year, and per week. And we also tied it into a credit card machine. So it also helped us with our to get even more money, because when clients don't have the cash, you can just use a credit card machine. You know, that's so those were the things that I would say that has benefited us as far as our business growing. And 40 years was basically, you know, we between 40 years, my wife and I, we had children. We did a lot of things together. We had our ups and downs in the business. Sometimes the business would get slow, but we knew how to manage our money. So when those slow periods came around, we didn't panic too much because we always lived below our means. And I think reading a lot of periodicals from, you know, Wall Street Journal, those type of magazines helped us maintain, you know, a good relationship, not only with the credit union, but also with our clients, because at the end of the day, your clients are your bread and butter. So by us creating a relationship with them, they have rewarded us by bringing their family in, their sisters, their aunties, their grandmothers. So, you know, we have generations upon generations
that we service.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, the other smart thing that you're talking about right there, you're living within your means. A lot of small businesses, mm-hmm. when they get out there and they start getting a pretty good profit and they start spending that money and doing something, but so you got to live within your means. That's really smart. The other thing that you just said there a minute ago, the way you market is by the word of mouth. People tell you if they get a good haircut or go to a beauty salon or whatever they're doing there, and if they like what you're doing, they're going to come back and you're going to get more and more clients. So that's a pretty smart thing to do. But the word of mouth is, especially, I don't know how large your community is. Well, Jacksonville is a pretty good community. But,
it's big.
But do you have a lot of people that are returning, you know, I guess, do they come back monthly to the?
We have them come back. Some of them come back weekly.
They come weekly, monthly. Yes. And then we get a lot of referrals. So, yeah, we stay busy. And then we're doing even the clients' grandchildren, like we've been doing them so long.
Yeah.
Our clientele, the longest person that's been coming probably has been coming about 25 or 26 years.
She started with the longest client. Yeah, the longest client I have had is one. I had just got out the military. I went to cosmetology school in 1985. She started coming to me in 1987, 88. And she was 28 years old at that time. She is 67 now.
Oh, my goodness.
She still look good. So that just go to tell you. I done her daughter, her granddaughter. So, you know, then we also have people come in that we get out of beauty school. We go out there, we give classes, they come in, they work for us. We have success stories with them as well because they have opened their own salon and they always look back and say how much they appreciate what we've done for them.
And we kind of teach them the business side as well, the ones that want to go on and open their own businesses.
And you brought up the thing about the credit union, you know, we have two sons, so the credit union has a program, I think it was a 529, and we use that as well as the prepaid to, put our kids through college. And so even doing that, we was able to pay for both of their colleges if they wanted to go. And at the same time, we was able to, you know, travel and do a lot of stuff together, and we still remain, you know, pretty good as friends and husband and wife, right?
Yeah.
So it's a great story because, you know, I never was a, you know, cosmetologist at the beginning. What happened was I was a foster child and my foster mother had a salon in the back of her yard. And so what happened was on the weekend, the boys and I would go out in the little beauty salon and we'll play around with the clippers. And so we was more so into fashion and haircuts and all that type of stuff. So we learned how to use the clippers. And so by the time I got ready to go into the service, after I got into the FMF, I would use my free time to cut the guy's hair in the barracks. And after that, I got TAD'd on the ship for 6 months. And there was one guy was a Navy guy. He was the storekeeper on the ship, U.S. Spiegel Grove. He would cut the Navy. I was a Marine, so nobody was cutting the Marine Corps, had the high and tights and all that stuff. So I asked the Navy guy, could I go on the ship? Could I work in the shop with him? He said, sure. And he gave me the set of clippers, and I started cutting all the CEOs and all my peers on the ship. And that's how I really became good at being a barber. And by the time I got ready to get out, I was in the mall and I saw this gentleman, he was cutting women's hair. And I said, man, he doesn't look too feminine. He looked like he's having a good time at it. And that's how I really said, you know what? I think I can do this. And that's how I really got into it. by watching him. And then I went ahead and enrolled in cosmetology school. And that's how I became the success I am today. And it was hard work because I was not good at cutting women's hair. I was good at doing guys' hair. So, oh man, it was a learning experience.
Well, real quick, I'm gonna tell you, I wrote down a couple. First of all, when you were saying something, you looked at your Lavanya to get approval of what you were saying. So I got that part right? Okay.
Yeah.
And the other thing I'm saying, the word of mouth, if you're helping generations of families, you obviously are doing something right, because they wouldn't come back to you if they didn't trust you.
Yeah.
And then the last thing, you don't have to respond to this, but the fact of the matter, when you was cutting hair in the military, did you make any extra money? You don't have to tell me right now. We'll ask you that later.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Will, what? I know you did. Now, if I was cutting hair in the military in the Army, I'd be making some
money. I got tips.
That's okay. You got tips. They like that stuff. Hey, Will, what does it mean when to be able to help a veteran like Aaron become successful in a small business? I mean, that's you got to be, your head's got to be swollen up here a little bit, because the pride that you have for Aaron, you guys just getting together. So it's good.
Yeah, you know, hearing the Gibson stories and knowing that Navy Federal Credit Union has been there for them personally, for their family, for their business, you know, it's really what it's all about for us, because our members are the mission, and it's not just lip service. I did not serve, but I've got family that served in the military, and my wife's dad served. And, you know, for me, coming to Navy Federal was an opportunity to give back to those who have given so much to our country. And, you know, the passion that I have for, you know, our country and for our veterans, for those that have served our country, it's really very rewarding for me and really for Business Solutions, all of Navy Federal, really.
What's really neat is Aaron Lavanya and Will. I sort of messed your names up a minute ago because I'm so excited about talking to you, but you're really a team of people that work together and function together and really make a big difference. You know, the Navy Federal Credit Union is so proud of Aaron Lavanya, that success. They are featured, I guess, in the Navy Federal's website, which has led to a interesting phone call. Aaron, would you tell me about that? You got a really interesting phone. What was that phone call about?
Yeah, so, you know, Allison had took a picture of us. She said, send some pictures in. So we went outside, took a picture in front of the sign. And, you know, after we took the picture, she said, oh, that's a great picture. So she went ahead and said, we're going to post it on the website. So one day I'm in there doing one of my clients' hair, and this guy calls on the phone. Well, actually, he called and said, may I speak to Mr. Gibson? And he didn't tell me. He told me his name, but I can't remember. And I said, who's calling me? And all of a sudden, I said, okay, give me the phone. I get on the phone. Hey, man, my name is such and such. And I want to know, is the credit union really pulling your leg? Are they really true about what they say they do? I said, what do you mean? Do they really help you invest your money? And do they help you get a loan and all that type of stuff? Are they just telling you that? I said, no, this is actually really true. I said, this is how we started. Well, I don't believe it, because they help you with investments. I said, yes, you go to the website, you look at what they have all your type of retirement savings programs that you can use. And I told him about a couple of them. I think I told him about the traditional IRA, the Roth, and I think I mentioned him the SEP. And he said, the who? I said, the SEP, Simplified Employment Program, which is where if you have too much money and you need to deposit it somewhere else, you can deposit it in the SEP program outside of your RA and your Roth. And he asked me after that, he said, okay, man, I just want to make sure, because I can't believe this. And I thought they just put you up there just to have y'all up there to get us to go ahead and buy into. I said, no, it's for real. He said, one more question. What program do you think I should use? And I said, well, I'm not a financial planner, but if you want to, you can use a Roth or you can use an RA. Well, which one you think is good? I said, well, one is pre-tax. That means if you want to go ahead and get a write-off before you retire, you could use the prepaid, the traditional Roth or the traditional plan, or you could use the Roth. Whereas if you use that one, that means you already paid tax on your money and you can go ahead on and deposit that, and you don't have to pay any tax when you get ready to retire. So it just depends on your tax bracket and what you're trying to achieve. And he said, man, you seem to know a lot. And I said to him, I said, well, thank you, but you might want to call the credit union to make sure that they can guide you in the proper direction. And he said, man, I appreciate it. Thank you. That was it.
You know, it's really funny. I should have called you 20 years ago or 30 years ago. 40, maybe to help me out here. Hey, LaVonya, how has your relationship with the Navy Federal Credit Union spread to your family? I know it's probably spread to your family and relatives and everything. Has it spread, yeah. I guess?
Yes. First I started with my children when they were little, and we would give them allowances. And when they got money for their birthdays from family members, I always made them put a portion of that money in the bank. So we had them go up there, open up a savings account for them. And I actually wanted them to walk in and take the money to the bank so they have that experience. Mm-hmm. And after a while, you know, a lot of times they give them the little lollipops and stuff. So that helped. They was like, oh, yeah. I'll put my money in. But and then my younger brother, he wanted to, you know, get an account with Navy Federal. So yeah, it spread. And then I, you know, tell them about all the benefits and stuff and your savings and the interest that you can make on some of your savings accounts. Mm-hmm. So, well, yeah, that's how it started.
Well, it's about coaching and teaching your kids. It's about development for the kids, because if you don't tell them, they won't know. And I, just for my own, myself, I know when I grew up, I didn't know anything about finance. When I went in the military, I didn't hear anybody coaching and teaching me. Not that they didn't want to. I'm not sure I was interested. So it takes some people a long time to figure it out. The military helped me a great deal, just like it helped you in the Marine Corps. But it's important for people to tell, hey, how do I spend my money wisely? How do I save my money? It's not about today. It's about 20 or 30 years down the road. So that's really important. Hey, we need to take another quick break. When we come back, I'd like you to tell us how the time in the Marines set you up for success in the future. So hold right there. Don't go anywhere. This is a great discussion. We'll be right back. Stay there. Don't go anywhere. Now, here's a word from one more of the organizations that helped make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Part of transitioning out is that dental and vision insurance breaks off from your medical insurance.
Vision and dental is very important to be able to enjoy your retirement.
Blue Cross Blue Shield makes a transition so much easier.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with a small business owner, Aaron and LaVonya Gibson, and Will Scott, VP of Business Solutions at the Navy Federal Credit Union. Remember, this is your show. We know there's so many issues that directly affect you, and we want to address each and every one of them. So please, as I've said many times, reach out to me. Tell me what topics you'd like us to cover. You can leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. And guess what? I'll reach back out to you. Aaron, this is a great question for you, buddy. I love this question. What did you learn during your time in the Marines that helped you when you decided to start a business?
Ooh, that's a good one. Well, I want to tell you how it helped me before I went in. I ran track. I was good at track. I did cross country. I was great at that. I was just an all-around athlete. And when I went into the military, the Marine Corps, me and my friend, we went on the buddy system. And I remember being in church one day, and one of the guys had wrote a letter to the pastor and said, Pastor, I need you to pray for me because this is so hard. The Marine Corps is so hard. I need you to pray because I'm not going to be able to make it. I don't think I can make it. And I'm listening to him, and I'm in the booth up there in the congregation. I'm sitting up there thinking, man, I can't believe he can't make it. This is supposed to be easy. And then my other friend, he went in, and he was in there in October, and he had wrote me letters saying, man, this is tough. Those sand fleas are eating me up. I just can't make it. We went to Paris Island for boot camp. And so when my turn came to go in there, I said, well, sure, they can't make it. I know I'm going to be able to make it. So I go in there. I'm going through boot camp. And, you know, every time before you can go to the next phase, you have to take a test. You have to take a test to make sure you knew what you knew. And one day in the outside in the field, they asked me some questions, two questions, and I froze. And I knew it, but at that moment it was so cold out there and I froze. And the drill instructor knew I was not going to pass it, but he didn't say it, but I could see it in his eyes. And I looked at him and I said, man, I don't messed up. And I was due to graduate in November, but I didn't graduate in November. No, I was due to graduate in February, but I didn't graduate in February. I graduated in March. And the reason I didn't graduate is because I got retread. That means that they set me back 2 weeks because I didn't pass those two questions I missed. So they sent me back. And I was determined to make sure that I passed those tests the next time that we had the training. The squad bay didn't like me because I was new. They didn't want me in there because I wasn't supposed to be there. But I was able to endure, and I passed it, and I made it, and I graduated. But the thing that really gave me the confidence and a can-do attitude was when my gunnery sergeant, I never forget his name, Santiago, told me, we sending you on a six-month cruise, U.S. Spiegel Grove. We send you out there to South America, all those places, and you're going to be giving classes and teaching them how to use the weapons. And I was a 2311 ammo technician. So my Gunnery Sergeant Pratt, was so hard on me. He was so hard. He was a Vietnam vet. He was so hard on me. And I was so young. And he told me, you get that ammunition. You get it on that amphibious assault, that amphibious boat, and you get it up there. You get it in there. You get it there now. And I'm looking like I got all by myself. So I didn't know that I needed to ask other people to help me. But then I realized that I had to ask other people to help me. So we get all this ammunition on top of in the boat. And the boat is low in the water. You just going like that. And I just got seasick. I got so sick. I had never been on something like that. I almost threw up, but I held it in because Marine, you don't let that stuff happen. And so we get to the ship. We unload that info. We unload all that ammo. We get it set up in there. And the gunnery sergeant came to me and said, good job. Good job, Marine. Good job. And from that point on, I realized that you have to change your attitude and you can't use the blame game. And when I learned that, that's when I really, really aspired and I really grew and I got a lot of promotions. If you look at one of those pictures on the ship, I was getting a meritorious promotion for such a great job that I did as an ammo technician. So when I get out to service, you know, when I had those tough times, I always look back at what I did in the Marine Corps. And that was what gave me a can-do attitude, because one thing I know was that if I didn't do good, I was going back in the Marine Corps. But I made a deal to myself. If I don't do good, I'm going back in. But what I did, I stuck to it. It was hard, but I stuck to every aspect of my instructor in cosmetology school telling me what to do. And I was used to taking orders. And at this point, I'm used to giving orders. But back then, I was used to taking orders. And I think it propelled me to be disciplined, be a self-starter, anticipate, and be prepared for the unexpected. So like Mr. Will was saying, if you fail to plan, you plan on failing. And so we are always, always, when I got ready to do anything, I was planning it out, I was strategized, and I would look at what ifs. And that's what the Marine Corps taught me.
Yeah, there's so much in that statement right there, but I'm going to give you a couple of them. One is that my drill sergeant, I remember my drill sergeant's name, Drill Sergeant Lewis, and this is a lot of years ago back there. He come up in front of me, he says, Tilly, right? How many degrees in a circle? I said, 180. He said, add 180, you got it. You know, it's like, he scared me half to death. Yeah. You know, it was really good. So, yeah, but I learned so much, and you learn so much, it makes you grow, and that's yes. The doggone short. Mm-hmm. And really, as you look back at it, it was just a lot of fun. I have a lot of good friends. First of all, let me say, I enjoyed having you guys on the show, and you really did a good job, and I like the information, and congratulations on your successes. Especially with the Navy Federal Credit Union, a small business. I know it's not easy. But here's the last question for each of you, and it's a good one. So close with us to recognize National Small Business Month. And we'll start with, I guess we're going to start with Will. If you could give someone, especially a veteran, one piece of advice about starting a small business, what would it be? Will, we're going to start with you.
Okay, thank you, Sergeant Major. I also wanted to express to you so much our appreciation for our partnership with American Freedom Foundation. It's really close to our hearts, and I thank you for what you do with this show and for the folks that you have on.
Well, let me give something back to you. You know, we've been doing this a long time. We have a lot of people that listen to us and over the years, and we're getting bigger and bigger really every day. But we've seen the love, the dedication, and the enthusiasm that the Navy Federal Credit Union has, not just for small businesses, but for everybody. We want to say we appreciate what you guys are doing and keep up the great work. Yeah, that's for sure.
Thank you so much. Also, just want to share real quick that we were recently named Best Bank for Small Business by Money.com. So we're proud of that. And, you know, we're trying to, you know, we're walking the walk. It's easy to talk the talk, but you got to walk the walk. And I think as far as advice goes for a veteran small business owner, you know, it kind of goes back to what Aaron was saying, and that is, you know, you're probably not going to be able to achieve this mission on your own. You're going to have to get a team together. And so having a team, and for businesses, a lot of times that's having a good banker, but it's also having a good CPA or bookkeeper. And it's also, you know, having a good lawyer. And that becomes like a three-legged stool. And that's a primary team that you want to go to business with. And the only other thing I would just add to that is it's, you know, there's a lot of talk about business models. You know, Wall Street talks about business models, and there's a lot of different interpretations. But if you're going to go into new business, you know, the thing that you have to realize is you have to determine what your business model is. And it's not anything more complicated on how you're going to make a profit. Now, I didn't say how you're going to make sales. Making sales and making a profit are two different things. As, you know, Aaron and Lavanya were talking about, you know, they've got to keep the books and make sure that they, you know, have profit margins that are in there. And so that's those two things, having a great team and make sure you've got a business that actually makes money for you rather than just takes money out of your pocket is very important.
Yeah. Yes. Let me just add something to that real quick. And the thing about team is so important. Working with a team, have a team of people that you work and, you know, work together. Nobody is successful by themselves. And then the other thing I'd add to that is you got to live, especially a small business, they got to live within their means. You know, you start getting some profits and stuff. Yeah. Don't start spending those profits. You know, live within your means, put money away for, you know, for tomorrow, for 10 years down the road. So, same question, Aaron, same question to you.
What was the question?
What piece of advice would you offer somebody with a small business?
Well, what I will offer, I piggyback off of Will, make sure you have a good accountant, make sure you have a lawyer, and make sure when you get ready to go into your business, have you a mentor. It doesn't have to be somebody in person, but it could be someone that you admire from afar. You know, with social media, I still have mentors that I look up to today because some things, you know, the world is moving so fast. So a lot of times I would say, you know, get you a good mentor, have somebody for your books, and also have your attorney. And just make sure whatever you go into, just make sure you're passionate about it, because when you have those tough times, you'll be able to overcome those obstacles moving forward.
Yeah, I should have listened to you guys a long time ago. That mentor is really important. I wrote this down. You should probably have one. You should probably have two or three mentors. You know, somebody who already has a small business, give you advice. I'd really consider the Navy Federal Credit Union one of your mentors. You know what I mean? I would call them as a mentor, and then have two other people that you're going to work. The other thing is, you got to be a good listener with your small business. Listen to people around you, see what's going on. And then the last thing I think is so critical, and you guys are doing it like most small business, word of mouth, but how do you market your product? How do you get the word out about all the great things that you're doing? So I think you guys, you're doing a tremendous job. Go ahead. You want to say something, Aaron?
Oh, yeah. I would say my wife is good with the, because we also, you know, hairstyling and beauty and glamour is all pretty much visual. So we do a lot of Instagram posting pictures and, you know, Facebook. We do a lot of that type of stuff to keep us relevant, because there's so many people out there that's influencers that, you know, you can get lost in the crowd. And the biggest one is, like I said, word of mouth. Just the other day, we had a client. She called and she wanted to get her hair done, and she didn't look on Instagram. She didn't look on Facebook. She didn't look on our website. She just saw somebody in the store and asked who did it. And it still works.
Yeah. You're exactly right. I mean, your product is walking around. People are looking at hairstyle, that's for sure. Lavanya, we're obviously going to say the best. I'm not saying these guys aren't good, but the best for last. We want to get your advice. Okay. What advice do you have there?
I'm a piggyback off my husband. You got to make sure that whatever business that you get into, you have to be extremely passionate about.
Yeah.
You need to make sure you have a good relationship with the bank, allowing them to, you know, mentor you, like you said, and to advise you on the best avenues that you need to take to, you know, get capital for your business. And, you know, like you said, have a mentor, even someone that's in the business, whatever type of business, if it's lawn care, you need to have a mentor in lawn care that's been doing it for a while so that you can see how they succeeded. You can ask questions, but you got to get somebody that you trust and that's willing to show you.
Yes, that's it.
So being passionate, having a banking relationship, having some mentors and people like family members to rally behind you. Mm-hmm. And get the word out for you.
I'm going to throw something else with you too. And obviously we know who's in charge, so I'm going to be real careful with this one. Okay. But you got ups and downs in businesses, and you got to make sure that you stay positive, keep a good attitude, and try to level that out a little bit, so those downs are not so frequent. But that's great advice from all three of you. Hey, first of all, let me say this has been a great discussion. I appreciate you coming on the show, and I appreciate Will and Aaron, Lavanya, all the stuff that you're doing. Will, all the stuff that you're doing also, but especially Navy Federal Credit Union. But any final thoughts, anything that maybe we missed that we want to, you know, share with the audience? And I guess, Aaron, we're going to start with you today. Any final thoughts from you?
Yes, I would say if you like us, a couple, and you end up business yourself, you know, always, you know, I remember when we got married 28 years ago. It's 29, right? 28 years ago. We'll be 29. And I never forget the pastor told us, he said, now, because we work together, he said, now, you all work together. That does not mean that you should not have date nights. You should not go out. You should not separate your business from your personal life. So I would say just try to have a balance in what you do. If you have a business and you end it all the time, you can get lost sometime in your business and not have a balance. And I would say, starting out with the business, try to have a balance. And if you're working with your spouse in the business, try to be respectful to each other and understand that, you know, try to leave it at home, which we got good at.
Yeah, we got really good at that.
You know, because...
Yeah, because some days we might not be getting along like normal people. But when we walk in that business, no one will ever know it.
No one never knows.
There you go. So you need to tell you guys every once in a while I have disagreements, and I know who wins them, so I'm not going to ask that question.
Oh, yeah. We have them.
We have them, just like everybody else.
And we have a meeting with us about us, and we have a meeting about the business. So, yes, we have a meeting about us. So, yes, because sometimes you do take the business home, and sometimes you forget that your spouse is not at the salon and vice versa. Because a lot of people think when you work together and what we do, you know, you doing a client, I'm doing a client, we don't interact with each other. But at some time we might say, hey, she wasn't a nice person. But so when we come home, we might talk about it too.
Yeah,
so we try not to, because the kids, you know, they don't want to hear that.
I'm going to say something a second. Lavanya, I'm going to ask you first. Any final thoughts, anything you have to say here?
No final thoughts. It was a pleasure to be on this podcast, and we appreciate you telling our story.
Well, no, you've got a great story and you're doing a great job. What I was going to say, when you're in the business world and you're dealing with people, sometimes it's really difficult. Even if they're wrong, they're right. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so you just got to be as nice as you can to sort of work through it. And that makes it tough. The other thing I was going to say was you were talking, Aaron, I was thinking, and you commented a lot through the show, you got to believe in God and you got to believe in yourself. You know, if you do those two things, I think you'll get by. And you know, everybody struggles. Everybody's going to have disagreements. But, you know, there's light comes on the next day. The sun will come up. It's going to rain. You know, but just keep moving forward and take care of each other. I just loved having you on the show. Will, how about yourself? Well, no, I appreciate you coming on the show. Hey, Will, how about yourself? You got any last comments that you want to make or any final thoughts?
Yes, sir. Thank you again, Sergeant Major, for this opportunity. I'd like to thank the Gibsons so much for, you know, being members of Navy Federal Credit Union, being such successful members. And we're proud of you, and we appreciate your membership here, and we appreciate all of our members. And I would just say that just because you go into business for yourself doesn't mean that you have to be in business by yourself. And when you choose the right people to be on your team, then you're accomplishing your goals and your dreams together, and you can get through some of those challenging times when you've got those support systems there. And we're proud to be a part of your support system. So thank you.
Well, I appreciate it. And Will, I'm really glad that you said this a lot. You've said it more than once here today, it's about the team. It's about nobody's successful by themselves.
Yes,
we
sir.
Have to work together as a team. Again, thanks for coming on the show. I certainly appreciate it, and keep up the good work. I'd come up, get a haircut, do something, but I don't take my hat off. I have no hair, so I guess I'm not going to. God bless you guys.
Thanks for
coming. That may be a good one. Thanks for coming on the show.
All right. Thanks for having us.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Aaron, LaVonya, Gibson, and Will Scott for being with us today. I'm Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and you've been enjoying Your Next Mission video podcast. And thank you for joining us. Log on to our website, yournextmission.org, and leave me a review. I hope it's a good one, but leave me one. While you're there, you can visit our nonprofit and corporate partners who have jobs and services available that can assist you in your transition from the military. And check out our job board in partnership with Recruit Military and Opline, where you can create your own personal profile that will match you with just the right job in real time. You can follow me on all my personal social media pages, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Rumble. And if you like what we're doing with Your Next Mission, please click on that subscribe button below. Don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications about our upcoming video podcast releases. Remember, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Aaron, LaVonya, and Will for joining us today. You see, small businesses run this country, and it's people like the Navy Federal Credit Union are the coaches and mentors for small businesses. You know, May is the month for small businesses. Again, we got to pull together. We got to have those coaches and teachers like the Navy Federal Credit Union that help us be successful. And we'll have a 40-year success in a small business. Remember, it's about our country. It's about our small business. And it's about May, where we can shake those small businesses' hands. Thanks again for watching. And thanks to Newmont Studios and, of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, USAA, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hoo-ah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.